And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have Kaylee Quiñones here to talk about the Carbon County Survivors of Suicide Loss Group. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking time to come in and speak with me. It seems like it's been, about a little over a year that you and I spoke when you first came back to town. Because you're a hometown girl. You grew up here.
Yep. I was raised in Carbon County. So that's why it was so important for me, you know, to come back to my roots and start this support group after I had lost my mother to suicide. But everybody knows somebody that has fallen victim to suicide. And I truly felt in my heart that I needed to come home and get a group together so that we can all share how we're feeling, share our thoughts, you know, our anger, our love.
And all just those kinda, mixed emotions.
Yep, all the, you know, suicide comes with, it comes with it all. It comes, you know, with the grief and the what ifs and the, you know, I should have done it differently. And so we're just all tackling that together. And it's a great common ground. And we can all meet once a month and just share our experiences and how we're coping and moving forward.
Now, how you came about all of this and bringing this here is you actually attended a group similar down in Texas where you were living at the time.
Right. So what I did is I got on AFSP.org. That stands for American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I got online and I just looked for help. I looked for a place for me to go to find support. And I saw the link, you know, find a support group in your area. And I went and it was in Houston and it was great. And so that's what really just sparked the idea of, hey, I need to move home. I need to get this going.
And when you did come home, you actually got some training before you could facilitate and do your own group.
Right. So AFSP.org, they offer monthly call-ins where facilitators can call in and get tips and advice on how to run a group. I got guidance from the facilitator in the group. From the group in Texas that I attended to kind of figure out, okay, this is where the meetings need to go, you know, how to keep it on a positive note while sharing such deep, heavy things. So it's been great.
All right. So we went, starting the group off, meeting twice a month. And with summer gets crazy, you know, people with their activities and vacations and stuff, you kind of quit during the summer. That's just because of everyone's schedule.
Right.
Which you would have met if people needed to
be. Absolutely. Absolutely. I made sure that I was always available, you know, on our group Facebook page, which you can now find us. It's Carbon County Survivors of Suicide Loss. Search us on Facebook. Always available, you know, sharing advice, that sort of thing. And I make sure to let everybody know, hey, we've got group tonight. Let me know if you're coming. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
So now we are meeting once a month, the third Thursday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. We did kind of tweak with the meeting times and that sort of thing just because school's hard and holidays are hard.
Yeah.
So, but we're definitely still going and just getting back into the swing of things.
So from the time you started your group to now, how many are you seeing generally? Like, what is your range?
So we do have a couple members that, I mean, they are there every month. They're wanting to grow. They're wanting to, you know, feel better and get better. So we have about five or six that.
That's a good group.
Yeah, it is a good group. So, and we've become friends. I mean, I see them out and about and, you know, it's so nice to say, how are you? How are you doing? Because I know what they're going through. And so they feel like they have a friend in me and we can say, you know, today sucks, but that's okay because tomorrow will be better.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, it sounds like this really took off. You really had people really accepted this and bringing this in here. And heavens knows we needed it here in our area for sure.
Right. And it has. I mean, I've had so many people approach me and just say, thanks. Thanks for what you're doing, because my friend or my cousin or, you know, my friend's sister, they're looking for somewhere to go. And even if they don't attend, that's okay. If they express the desire to want to go somewhere, that is a huge step to say, you know what? I don't feel any shame in this. There is no shame in this. I want to talk about how I'm feeling. Suicide is a heavy topic, and a lot of people don't feel like they can openly talk about it. So it's been great, you know, even just getting the word out there and being able to, you know, have events in the community, and it's great.
And that's another thing you do too, is anytime the Hope Squad is doing something some sort of event, you're sure to let your group people know on Facebook and keep
absolutely.
Them posted.
Absolutely. We're all in this together. If there's anything out there that they're doing, you know, I definitely share, hey guys, let's get out, let's support each other.
So I'm new to the area and say I'm looking at this group and I really want to go, but I'm a little worried and scared because I don't know anyone. Can I reach out to you and maybe talk to you and see how the group would go? Like, how would I go about that, getting in contact with you?
Absolutely. I have people all the time that I don't even know that will either, you know, private message the group page on Facebook or even directly message me and say, hey, what's this about? And I make sure to be very upfront in my initial response. I let everybody know that this is a group for those of us that have lost somebody to suicide so that they know if this is for them. I am very responsive in that. You can also email us at carboncountysos@gmail.com. That is the official email for the support group.
So. And that's probably the best way to get a hold of you is one right. way, the messenger on Facebook or the email.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in. It sounds like this has really done something for our community. And I appreciate you coming in and doing this and setting this up. And it's something that we definitely need. And it's definitely a subject. I know people, and people probably get sick of me saying this, but don't want to talk about. But you've got to talk about it, folks. Yeah. I mean, we have a problem here.
Right.
I mean, that's it. There is a problem here.
Yep. I mean, if you had a cast on your arm, everyone would ask what was wrong. But just because something can't be seen, you know, people tend to forget. So it's all about taking care of yourself, taking care of your loved ones. You know, it takes nothing out of your day to ask somebody, hey, how are you? How's it going?
And that's it.
And that could be somebody's turning point from either, you know, today's the day that I don't want to live anymore. Or you know what? Somebody does care.
Very true. Is there anything else you want to add?
Nope. That's it. Just find us on Facebook, Carbon County Survivors of Suicide Loss, or shoot us an email at carboncountysos@gmail.com.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
All right, folks. That's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.